And joining us right now is our correspondent from Maine State Prison, Dean Brown. Dean.
Good morning.
Good morning. And was it foggy down that way?
Yeah, a bit. We get a lot of frost out here, too.
Now, I was amazed by that. I didn't see much up on the hill where I was. But then as I came down, I thought, is there frost? My gosh. So, first frost of the year, is it?
Yeah, it's the first one I've seen.
Ah, well, time goes on. Time goes on.
Getting old.
Well. So, what's been going on?
Oh, all kinds of things. First, I'd like to put out an apology. Last week, I mentioned a pornographic video that was confiscated, and everybody was in an uproar over it. Reports around here was that a guard's, a captain's family member was one of the people in it. I don't know that that's true, but that's, you know, people are pretty seriously saying that it is true, but I shouldn't have mentioned it, and I got to thinking about it afterwards that it really wasn't fair, so I wanted to put out an apology to Captain Cutler on that, but his family shouldn't have anything to do with any squabbles in here, and whether it's true or not, it just didn't need to be said. I just spoke too quickly when I mentioned it, but again, I apologize for that, but a lot of other things have been going on here. The food that, expired past due, they're claiming that if it's frozen before the expiration date, then it's good for up to 2 years afterwards, according to the USDA. And the
you
FDA.
Mean it's like in a time capsule or something?
Yeah, they threw away thousands of pounds of stuff. The hot dogs, it turned out to only be one meal's worth. I don't know how many that was. 9 cases, I guess. I don't know how many are in a case, but the expiration date was 13 September 2004. Use by that date. It doesn't say freeze and then use 2 years later. I'm just kind of skeptical about that.
But that's
that.
The claim being put out that if you freeze it before the expiration date, that will somehow stay fresh because it's frozen. Kind of like a mammoth frozen on the ice in Russia. They can dig it up and
eat it. Yuck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be a good question to ask the governor. Maybe we'll ask him that.
Why don't we invite him to have a meal of that stuff? Come on in here and taste
it. The guy runs a restaurant. He would know about food. Let's ask him, does he ever, like, does Mama Baldacci's save their, you know, their day-old, their expired food just by freezing it and then using it whenever they want?
That would be a very good question to ask the governor's mom.
Okay.
That may have led to his baldness. Who knows? All I know is I'm not voting for the man this time around. I have a big disappointment there.
Now, you're not voting against him. Do you feel good about any other candidate?
I don't feel good about Chandler Woodcock, but a vote for anybody else would pretty much be a vote for Baldacci. So I got to vote on his biggest enemy. Just hope that we shake things up enough that I'm against that Tabor plan. But I'm also against the idea of just indiscriminately raising taxes whenever you want to get out of a bind instead of being a little more fiscally responsible. Let's just raise taxes on somebody and drive another company out.
Yeah, well then, so, you know, is there some middle ground? I don't know. I mean, as far as I understand Tabor, it's, you know, you can raise taxes, but it has to be, you know, just reflect the cost of living increases and inflation.
Right.
And anything else, you gotta get the people to vote to increase their taxes.
And that's how it should be.
And so, what is it? Probably there's a lot of commercials talking about how it's going to wreck everything, and all the nonprofit corporations that don't pay any taxes are all barking about it.
I saw some articles from, I mean, a compilation of things from people from Colorado, that Chamber of Commerce out there, people that have damning remarks about it. It seems like a good program, but when you get right down in the nitty gritty of it, it's caused a lot of problems. I can't really speak to that for sure, but I just
I read about that, and they amended it a little bit so that, you know, it's like the when you're looking at how much to drop taxes, it's the something over the last 5 years, not the last 1 year. Some darn thing. You're right. I don't understand the whole thing, but it's still completely in operation there in Colorado.
Yeah.
All they did was they modified the TED.
And as long as changes can be made to it, see, that's what I like about our system of government is people can change it with their vote. If we can still attack this thing and change it on a year by year basis, you know, if there are problems that come up, we can go to the polls in November and say this isn't going to work like this. We're going to change it. Then I'm for it because it's change and something positive can come. And it's going to be problematic in some ways for some people, but those bugs can be worked out of the system, and then we can end up with a favorable system for everybody. But I'll tell you something. You know, when you have state agencies like the Maine State Prison, not to just shift the conversation over, but when you have these people doing practices here, you know, if I had a visit yesterday, my friend Bethany came to see me, and good visit, you know, but if they thought for one fleeting moment that she might have, not did, but just may have, passed me a cigarette or a joint or something wrapped in plastic, a balloon or whatever, and I swallowed it, I'd be sitting in that max, the supermax, for anywhere up to a month. Every time I defecate, they would pick through it. And not just that, they would sit right outside my door, staring through the window, the food slot, watching me move, because I wouldn't be allowed to wear clothing. I'd be naked except for a security smock. No sheets, no blankets. And I'd have to sit there until I defecated a number of times to satisfy whoever was calling the shots. And this kid that killed himself, Ryan Rideout, he stood there with the sheet around his neck at 11 o'clock. He was trying to get moved out of the cell that he was in. He was not trying to kill himself, it turns out. I spoke with a man who was in the cell next to him. And this kid said that he had been taken off suicide watch and was trying to be moved out of the cell that he was in into a cleaner, better cell. And they wouldn't move him. And he threatened to hang himself. And the guard that was working there, I haven't got a name yet, but supposedly the guard that was there told him that he didn't tie the knot right and that he didn't have the balls to do it. There may or may not have been other inmates goading him into it. There have been reports that there were. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I'm just reporting what I've heard. And that does happen from time to time. But one young man that, an educated young man that I like and respect, was next to him, told me that, you know, the guard had been goading him and some other inmates had. And he told me that the kid didn't plan on dying. He was just trying to